That'd be cool. That's I'd be on board with that, because it definitely feels like what you're saying about like these sites becoming unusable, like feels like to some extent is already, they're already like dipping their toes into that. Like I basically stopped looking at Facebook because as far as I can tell, like at least if you're looking at it on the web, I haven't like used the Facebook app in years. There's not a way to not look at like an algorithmic newsfeed and it just like suggests a bunch of random bullshit to you. And it's like Twitter has that issue where it always tries to push the algorithmic feed, but at least you can like switch back to just like a timeline feed. And it seems like Instagram is similar, and like stuff like YouTube really wants to push that. And so I feel like at a certain point, you're either like hooking people in by just like shoving algorithmically optimized content in their faces, or people are like getting turned off by that and like leaving and going somewhere else.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, Facebook, it's interesting because I feel like the way that they've screwed around with their algorithm has really gone to their benefit in quite a few times. Like when they pivoted to groups, that was genius. Like, I mean, really, they ate up so much of the market share of like forums when they announced groups. And I think even more than pages, groups really, really keep the site relevant even today in a way that stuff like Reels absolutely never fucking could. I mean, every time I look at a reel, I hate myself a little bit more. I get an inch closer to booking a fucking therapy appointment, which I should do anyway. But like, I feel like I have to hit a certain threshold of self-hatred before I go.
Yeah. Reels is pretty funny, because that one, it just seems like it's a desperate attempt to like compete with TikTok. And most of the ones that I ever see are just like reposted TikToks. And it's like reposted TikToks or like really bizarre stuff, like all those like making food in a toilet videos that is just meant to like make people on Facebook angry.
Right. Well, I feel like what we've really done is like over the years, there's been a movement towards shorter and shorter types of media. I mean, like you go way back to the epic poem and the long orchestral pieces, and then you finally get to like movies, and then movies kind of like play around with how long they're going to be for a little while. But we kind of eventually settle on like tight 90 is the standard. And then it's like, you know, television is like, do you want a 30-minute episode? Do you want a 25-minute episode? Do you want a 22-minute episode? How about an hour-long episode, but only on cable? And then Adult Swim was like, well, okay, what about an 11-minute episode? Ooh, that would be pretty fucking interesting. And I think that is like the sweet spot. That's about how short you can fucking make something and still have it be interesting is about 10 fucking minutes. Because if it's shorter than 10 fucking minutes and it's not a song, like, what's the fucking point of even ingesting that media? And like to really, really squeeze it all the way down to the point where sometimes you're watching fucking reels that are like 5 seconds long. 5 seconds? I'm sorry. This doesn't fucking qualify as entertainment anymore. And I was commenting on this on my social media apps today, Twitter and Facebook, where I said that short form video content has done more damage to math rock than 30 years of emo bands trying their damnedest. And the thing is I think it's absolutely fucking true, because it's like, you know, we've reached the point where like all the math rock content is just guys showing off a few licks in a row really, really fast. It usually sounds just like Chon or Covet.
Okay.
No disrespect to Chon and Covet, both very good bands, but there are better things to do than rip them off day and fucking night. Mm-hmm. And especially with bands like, I don't remember what they're fucking called, like Polyphia or whatever the new one is, where it's just like extremely bro-y. It looks, they all look like kind of like Zoomer youth pastors playing technical metal, but it's like a little bit swanked up, a little bit California-fied, a little bit kind of deep fried. And it's like, it's giving me all the opposite vibes in the same genre that I got when I first listened to bands like Hella and Terra Melos and Don Cab that were transgressive and evil and broke things, but still managed to do it with like a lot of like incredible execution and orchestration. And it's just like, I don't want my math rock to sound like I'm in a hospital in the future. Okay.
So you feel like there's a ton of bands that are sort of like tailoring what their sound is like to like digestible, like TikToks or Reels or Instagram videos or whatever.
I would call it engagement core.
Okay.
That's what I would definitely try to distill it down to, is it's just like, you know, how can I take all the ideas that I would normally try to go Quincy Jones mode and arrange artistically into a song that has maybe not an overt narrative structure, but like a structure that pleasingly brings different themes in and out and shows them to you in cool and articulate ways. And instead they're just like, no, what if I played all the ideas one after another in a 29-second clip so that I could hit 490,000 views? And it's just like, I fucking hate that, man. Like, I, this is my cranky old man moment. This is like my Steve Albini refusing to record on digital, even though I think he's totally wrong about that. Mm-hmm. I now know exactly how he feels.
yeah it reminds me of I think this happened like a little bit after the pandemic in like the stand-up comedy world, and it's I know a lot of people who do stand up, so I don't know exactly what this phenomenon was or like how prevalent it was.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this weird thing where it was like crowd work clips started doing really well on Instagram, and it sort of felt like this feedback algorithm loop where a lot of people were like, oh, if I post crowd work, then it's like gives me a lot of like engagement. And it kind of became a thing where that was like what people were like focusing on, it felt like, or it was almost like their main like content.
Well,
and it makes sense in a way, because it's like, if you have any other, if you're like, this is stand up about like being vegetarian, or this is stand up about like living in Philadelphia, whatever city I live in, it's not as universal as just like, here's a comedian talking to the crowd. And it's,
right. Where both people are providing all of the information, like they get information. And so then you have the same information as the comic.
That's
true. Then the comic does the joke, and then the video is over, and it's like, wow, digestible. But like, my big gripe with that is like, if you ever see somebody trying to make short form video content, like in the wild, they're doing a billion fucking takes, because it's all about getting that golden 30 seconds or that golden minute 30 clip or whatever. And it's like, what's wrong with that is that if you are a regular stand-up comedian who pivots to doing almost exclusively crowd work so that you can get clips, chances are good that most of your crowd work blows ass. And so you're just disappointing crowds over and over, but you're racking up people on the internet. So you're selling tickets, so it's working, and you're making money, but you're a huge fucking disappointment all the time. And everyone knows it, and you know it, and you know that they know it, and they know that you know that they know it once they've seen you. So it's not sustainable. So you got to cash in now while you can. And it's just like, it's like designed to make people try to get their bag before they spin out and inevitably explode. And it's just like, that's horrible, man. That's casino mode. You've gone casino mode.
Yeah. I mean, and it's like, I think Todd was talking about this last week, that it's like, we basically live in like a casino-fied like world and economy. It's like anyone looking at how like the world and money works currently is like, well, there's certainly no way I'm gonna like make a bunch of money in any kind of honest way, so it's like I might as well try gambling or buying weird crypto coins that might 100x in value or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's like I've tried to monetize basically every passion that I've had in life, and the thing is just I never, like, I always refused to change the way that I did it. Like, people were like, you got to do it this way if you want to get successful. And I was like, well, I don't want to do that. That sounds horrible. Like, I may as well go to work.
Yeah.
So, like, the thing is, then the only one that's ever been moderately successful is this, sitting around with a microphone saying my fucking thoughts. And I didn't even mean to do this. I was just making memes, and Todd was like, hey, want to try this? And I was like, okay,
why not?
And fell ass backwards into it, and that kind of worked. And I gotta tell you, like, you know, it's not like I make, we don't make a ton of fucking money doing this show, but to even get just like a moderate little bit of success with the one thing where I didn't care and wasn't trying is like, it's devastating. Like, it ruined me for a little while. And it's hard because, like, I see people and I'm like, I want what they have, and then I see them have what they have for like 3 years and I'm like, wow, I would never want to go through what they just went through. And then I see another person at the beginning of the cycle and I'm like, oh, but maybe, maybe it could be good.
Maybe they won't get ground down by the algorithm.